Hello, everybody. This is LockFit checking in with another podcast. Sorry that I've been away for so long. I've had so much things going on and trying to get business done and just my personal life. But listen, I'm back. I'm going to try to be more consistent at least once a week. All right. But today's topic is going to be different than fitness. Okay. I want to talk about relationships. Relationships with people. Right. Whenever you have a relationship with another individual, it is a balanced equation. Right. So when two people are talking, I mean, when I say relationship, I mean anything like you, your boss, your coworkers, your employees, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, girlfriend, whatever. You get the point. Now, the point of these relationships in these interactions are not coincidental. Okay. They happen for a reason. And most of the time they happen either, I mean, it could be a million ways that could happen, but just understand it's for a reason. And it's up to you to kind of navigate that and explore that to figure out what it is, right? So I've been in situations where the relationship I had with somebody was solely to motivate me because they were kind of doing what I wanted to do in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. They were doing that. And the point of me coming across them and being in their energy was for me to understand that. But it's up to me to understand what I need to digest. You know what I mean? So that's just a small example. I mean, that could be with your husband or wife. You know, most of the time relationships like boy-girl relationships are, they both balance out what the other one's kind of missing. Sometimes, right? I'm gonna say the majority of the time, both parties balance out each other faults or weaknesses. Very, very often or is rare that you find two people that's completely complete and they just come together and they just go and conquer the world. That's rare, but it does happen. And I would say that is the best way to go if you're going to do it. But I mean, you know, you can't stop who you love and you know, whatever. So anyway, back to the balance portion of it. It's up to you to understand your own faults. It's up to you. And you're going to have to be real with yourself. You're going to have to be real with yourself and sit down and say, okay, I lack this. What can I learn from this person that has been brought in front of me? What can I learn from them? To me, it's like a gift. This is a gift something has given me to see myself. I either see myself in a positive way or I can see this in a negative way. Now I'm going to tell you the difference. If I meet, I'm in the training business, right? There's a guy that I was fascinated by when I was coming up in this industry. His name is Mike Rashid. Now, we have similar mindsets. We have similar training styles. Like, we were very similar in style and thought process. So that's why I kind of gravitated towards his channel. A lot of you guys may know who he is. But let's say, for example, I met him in real life, right? And if you know who Mike Rashid is, you all know he speaks his mind. He's very truthful. He's very blunt. He's very raw. He's not going to sugarcoat nothing. So when I go train with him, he's like, man, your fucking legs need to be stronger. Your cardio needs to be better. Your abs fucking suck. Your midsection sucks. I'm going to need you to dial in on your diet. You know, and to me coming from, before I met him, I'm thinking I'm the shit. You know, I'm thinking I got my diet doing. I'm hitting my legs. I'm doing this and doing that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just sitting here listening to this, right? Now, there's two ways. I can look at it I can look at it in a negative way and just shut down. So, because he said that, and it's not particularly him on what he says, it's me. In my intellect and understanding of this relationship, I can take it from a smaller perspective and say, you know what? Fuck him. Who the fuck is he to tell me? and just shut down. So now the whole training session, I don't hear a word this motherfucker says. It's going right out my ear and out the other one. Now that gift that you were just blessed with, you threw it away because of the lower side of yourself, which we call ego. Your ego was offended. It didn't like that, and it threw it away. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to deal with that. Find a new way. I don't like that approach. What? That's person A. Let's call that let's call ego person A. Person B comes along, goes through the same experience. Mike Rashid says the same exact thing to this guy. He's looking at this experience like this guy is in a position that's a little bit higher than mine. His understanding is higher than mine, and he can see me from where he's at. And I trust him. I trust this guy to give me legitimate advice because there's no reason for him not to. I have not done nothing to him for him to give me bad advice or for him to lead me in the wrong direction. I've done nothing. And I understand that. So person B looks at this and says, you know what? You're right. He goes through this training experience, all open, all ears, open mind. Grabbing everything. Of course, some stuff, somebody says, you know, it doesn't involve you. You let it roll. The stuff that applies to you, you stick it and you see if it works and make it work. Everything else, you just shake it off. Now, when person A left this training session of a lifetime, let's say, he goes back home, deletes Mike Rashid off this channel. Fuck him. Deletes him off everything. I don't anything that has that kind of energy, fuck that. And you go on about what you're doing. And because that advice was sound advice, and that advice was a road that you need to a road that you need to take, you won't ever take that road. Or let me say, you may not take it. It may be harder. Life may have to beat you down and beat your resistance down towards making those steps or those adjustments. Life may have to beat you down if you're like, you know what, fuck it, all right. It's normally how it goes. Unless you have the mind that's like, oh shit, that was great. Let's go. Let's go to work. There's relationships you have with people right now that you are misunderstanding. And those relationships are vital towards you advancing. But because you can't see past the illusion that your mind has created for itself, you won't get the message. And sadly, I feel like a lot of people are like that. They don't get the message because they're hurt. They're offended. They're this. All these emotions in the way. Let's remove these. Right? I want to say I'm not a big... I'm a spiritual person, let's say that. I'm not going to say I'm not religious, but I don't follow the traditional ways of that, right? But I want to say in the Bible, I don't know, don't kill me for this, but it's along the lines of, dang, what was it? I'm just going to say this. Don't kill the messenger. Did you get the message? Don't worry about what the messenger was doing. Did you get the message? The messenger can be standing on a mountain butt naked, telling you a message. But you will never get that message because you are offended that he's naked. Right there, I think that's where consciousness kicks in and intelligence. And, you know, if you know me, I always preach meditation, which I'll get into some podcasts about that later. But when you sit down and quiet the chatter, you know, ego is chatter. It's just noise. When you learn to quiet that, there's an intelligence behind those clouds. Once you spend enough time with that intelligence, And it's not necessarily just meditating with your eyes closed. It could be painting. It could be running. It could be whatever it is, but your mind is quiet. It's quiet. There's no chatter. There's no resistance. There's no nothing. You start to form a bond with that intelligence, and that intelligence starts to get bigger and brighten up inside of your body. So it could be 100 people standing at this mountain looking at this guy naked screaming. Two people may really get the message. And those two people that got the message, those are who he was talking to. Everybody else, never mind. Like, your spirit knows, you know? I know I'm getting everywhere about spirit on it, but, you know, this is relationships. I really want you to pay attention to the relationships you have with people. Most of the time, they are an example. They are an example of how you should, could, or would be if you did these things. Or it could be an example of, stay away from these people. Cut that energy off. Don't do that. One or the other. Now, if you just have a perspective that's just high, no matter what's going on, it's always going to be a positive. You know, I always tell people, I never lose. I never lose. Even when I lose, I never lose. Because I understand something. So then I never lose. There's no way. There is no victim. There is no victim. I don't care, you know, I don't care how it's said. I'm deciphering the message. I get it. I'm emotionally strong to bounce that other stuff off. Like, yeah, all right, yeah, I hear you. But I got the message. Now I'm going to go back and I'm excited about the message. My excitement on the positive message that I got supersedes the negative emotions that I may be feeling or I could have a tendency to have. So pay attention to the relationships that you are in. Relationships that make you nervous. Relationships that make you feel confident, unconfident, whatever. Pay attention. It's that interaction. It's not the person. It's the interaction between you two that's telling you something about yourself. Everything is a reflection, and you're always going to get a reflection put in front of you that's a reflection on a higher scale or on a lower scale. It's up to you to decide which direction you're going to go. But understand that it works in the path of least resistance for you to understand it. And the more you neglect that path of least resistance, it starts to become more solid and harder and harder and harder. Next thing you know, you hit upside the head. Now, you know, for example, that relationship could be your dad, right? Your dad fucking gets on you, man. He gets on your nerves. He's hacking you. He's always hounding you, this and that. Your ass get hit upside your head one day at a party. Now you're in the hospital on bed rest with your head all patched up. You wake up and you see your damn daddy there. Now you stuck. You stuck. It tried to give you the path of least resistance to hear him on your own without having to be bound down. Now you have no choice. And he was like, I've been the whole time you were, you know, I was telling you to watch out because I was paying attention to these little crowds that's going on. And this area wasn't really, it was some turbulence going on. It was some beef going on. And you went right over there to that party not paying attention. And the reason why you couldn't hear what I was telling you was because you was blocked off by the way I was saying it. Yeah, people are not always going to say stuff to you in the nicest way. That's not their problem. That's not their job on how they say it. Your job is how you perceive it. Are you intelligent enough to perceive it in the way that it was meant for you to perceive it? Can you weave through the madness and the puzzles? Or do you need everything taken away from you and this set right in your face? When everything's taken in front of you, you're sitting right in your face. Normally that comes in jail time. That comes on you being in a hospital, a disease, a death, something crazy. Not all the time, but most of the time, because that's the only way that this thing can get you to pay attention to this, what it's trying to get you to understand, in which the path of least resistance is relationships with other people. That is it, guys. I'm going to try to shoot another podcast out later this week. Today is Sunday, so I'm about to hit the gym. I hope you guys do the same. Much love, and keep tuning in. I'm out.